This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
For us, as is usually the case here on the DJB show, to take apart things that are going on in the world and around the world. So we will do just that. That is our promise. When I say our, it's a collective here on the DJB program, starting with me, Doug Steffen, and then Jennifer Horn signs on to the collective, as does Victoria Keelan. Sounds like the communists have moved in, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. It's a collective. Well, it's collective effort anyway. It starts with Jennifer and the big deal this hour.
Well, I would say the big deal is probably that as everybody's kind of figuring out what day it is September 11th, and no doubt that will be trending today. Everybody will be thinking back to where they were, as Alan Jackson said, I guess, when the world stopped turning, right? That was a big moment, I think, in all of our lives, whether you were in New York or not. It's also the National Day of Service and Remembrance, which was started back in 2002, and that was done to try to turn September 11th into something a little more positive for the country. It was done as a tribute to the 9/11 victims or survivors and those who rose up in service in response to the attacks, and it's really kind of a neat thing to do. People look for volunteer opportunities to pay their honor and for being not only an American, but for the people who did so much on 9/11. Some other stories going on, some of them good, some of them not so good. On 9/11, apparently there are some first responders who are now being able to feel this long-term effect on their health. And this is one of the sad stories that just keeps coming out of 9/11. People who thought they were fine, that perhaps they had just helped, maybe they were a firefighter or a police officer on September 11th, 2001, are now starting to see and feel long-term effects on their health. And so it's more important than ever to make sure that the health fund that was set up for victims of 9/11 is renewed after 2020, because it's set to expire. I think a lot of people not realizing that 17, 18, 19, 20 years later, that people would actually still be plagued by these health issues coming out of the collapse of the World Trade Center towers. So that's one of the items being discussed today. Also, and this seems very strange, there are still not there's still a large amount of victims that have not been identified after 9/11. And there are DNA breakthroughs now that are helping families who have not been able to identify their loved ones actually get that closure because of the advancement of DNA testing, which is, I think, obviously you probably know on September 11th if your family members were lost, whether or not you have that confirmation, but to get that closure has proved to be very important, and there are a lot of family members now who are looking towards advancements in DNA technology to get what they've been looking for all these years.
That's important. Do you know, Jen, if that's because where the towers fell is now it's the Oculus, and there's two new buildings there, and it's unrecognizable to the way it used to look. So do they have remains in a separate facility that they've been sifting through, or what? Like, because you couldn't really test anything that's there now because there's nothing left.
I think it's all being coordinated actually through the medical examiner still. In New York, they have a crime lab. And so this is, it's just part of, I think, some of the DNA evidence that they've retained from some of these victims. And they're able to kind of go through now and start testing them and seeing if they can provide definitive information to their families.
Yeah, that is such an important thing for closure.
One of the things that does happen each year at this time is, on our part anyway, a wondering how to discuss this, how to bring it to people's attention, unless you're completely tone deaf. Whenever I go on the air and say, well, it's Tuesday, September 11th. September 11th. It does change It was the most momentous. The two national momentous events that register with me are this day and the day the first American walked on the moon. Those are the two, in my lifetime, the two most memorable, for different reasons, obviously, two most memorable days, but they are days that brought the world together. One way or another, when you mention those two days, and America being the focus, the world almost, it's corny to say the world stopped, but the world did kind of stop.
It really did.
It did. Everything concentrated, the focus on the man landing on the moon, the first steps, people all around the world. It sort of reminds me from a sort of a strange, silly perspective of a scene from the movie Independence Day, when the president, Bill Pullman, I think, played the president, he announces, this is what we're going to do. And people all around the world who have felt the impact of that cheer. And that was what was going on. America, there was cheering all around the world when the first man put his foot on the moon. And so in terms of September 11th, there was passion. There was sympathy. There was grieving. There was the world came together. And one wonders what happened with that. I remember Roberta Facinelli, who was an important part of this program for 11 or 12 years. She was a New Yorker. We were on the air together at that moment when the first tower was struck at 8:46. And she lived and was in New York City and could see the tower. Looked out the tower and she saw the smoke. Thought a private passenger plane had crashed into New York, the building. And then we stayed on the air because the other person that was supposed to go on the air after me here at the same network, our originating network, Radio America, was out in a car and was stuck at the Pentagon. So we had heard from him and we put it all together. One of the most, if not the most, surreal day of broadcasting that I've ever experienced. And I have been my rather long career, for which I am thankful, I've not had another experience. There is no other experience like that. There's nothing else that rallied me, in a sense, other than the birth of my two children that I talked about on the air. I can't tell you that there was anything else. Nothing. So, anyway, we can be reflective. We'll talk some more about it later on in the hour, but I think there still are the rumors, the conspiratorialists who say that it was all orchestrated by Dick Cheney and there were bombs, dynamite, and stuff under the towers, and the towers couldn't collapse. Those arguments and those stories and that conversation will go on until the end of time. Because there's no, as Jennifer and Victoria just suggesting, the remains of people, the fact that they found much of anything other than a body. If you had a piece of a body, you could identify it. But they're never going to identify all those people in there because they were burned to a crisp. There's nothing. They were in the ashes of the rest of the building, in the debris. So unless you could identify or put your finger on some body part, even if it was some, the only thing they found were fingers or toes or something like that.
I don't even think they found that much in most cases.
Well, so that's the story. So yeah. For people, I understand the closure routine. People want to have closure, but you're not going to have it that way. You better just, in terms of realizing that obviously people are gone.
If some families are finding it, good for them. And for whatever technology they might be using, that's extremely difficult.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so the other thing that's going on today that people will be talking about is the hurricane and the situation on the South Carolina coast. South Carolina, North Carolina, Hurricane Florence barreling in toward the southeast as a Category 4 hurricane. Governor ordered evacuations all along the coastline. You'd think people, why do we need the government to tell us to get out? Are you completely, have you lost your mind? A 4 category is 130 to 140 mile an hour winds. And you're going to stay there? You're going to try to weather it out, pardon the pun? You're nuts. We have four or five stations in that area. So hopefully, well, on days like today, when there's this kind of situation, often they go away for some kind of local input. Schools obviously are closed down there, probably for the rest of the week. One of the things you did see were people, you know, kind of getting ready for it, which is okay. So anyway, the folks in North Carolina
this one seriously, which
have
is
our thoughts.
Great.
Because it's
necessary in this case. Yeah. It quickly turned from Category 3 to Category 4, and it hasn't even, it's still 200 miles off the coast and building.
Yeah.
So I don't even know if Category 5 exists, but
yes,
it's going to be
does.
A pretty
hurricane
bad storm.
That hit last year in Houston was a 5. But anyway, this bad storm, it doesn't make any difference whether it's a 4 or 5 or whatever it is.
And if you're one of the millions who are told to get out, just get out.
Yeah.
Don't stick it out. Nobody
silly,
needs to be
isn't
a hero.
People are so silly. I'm going to protect what's mine.
It's a little different, but we have fires, obviously. And you guys know I was evacuated from, I had to evacuate my dad and then evacuate myself last year. And the image of a guy standing in his front yard with fire all around him and him with a 12-ounce water bottle trying to throw water on a fire.
This is your father?
No. He'd be smart enough to get the heck out. He would try for a while to water his roof, but then he'd go.
Yeah. Right. Well, I thought there was an image in my mind of the fire was so close to your father's house.
Yeah, it was in his backyard.
I could see how
I was
you
taking
described.
That picture like an idiot.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. All right. It's common sense. It's a day for common sense. Doug Steffen and the DJV crowd here with the points of interest for those of you who have teeth that you would like to see be whiter and brighter. Power Swabs comes to the rescue. It comes to mind, and I bet with all the conversation we've had about it here, it comes to mind with you as well, because it works so well and it works so quickly. 5 minutes, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the yellowing, the staining begins to disappear. This is a clinically proven product. Whitens your teeth 2 shades every time you use it. So the first time in 5 minutes, you get a couple of shades whiter, and then use it again in a week, and it goes up to 5, 6 shades brighter. It lifts the stains, doesn't bury them, doesn't cover them up. It lifts them off your caps, your crowns, your veneers, your regular teeth. And there isn't much sensitivity to it, and it tastes good, smells good. Whiter teeth help you look younger, and when you look at that smile, you feel younger. The stains are removed, not just covered up. That's the important thing I want to underscore here. The stains are lifted off your teeth. That's why your teeth are longer, for a longer period of time. Your teeth are longer. What big teeth you have, Grandma. Teeth are whiter for a longer period of time. So if you want a great white smile, you want to get that job done, then perhaps you should go to the folks at Power Swab and say, please, may I have my teeth cleaned? 800-208-1797, okay? 800-208-1797. It's certainly cheaper than visiting the dentist, that's for sure. The privacy of your own home, no strips or trays. The dentists now are there. Dentists using this as whitener. Available directly to the consumer. This is why you call 800-208-1797. It costs a lot more expensive when you buy it from the dentist. But if the dentists are selling them, then you know it's got to be good. Dentists getting behind it, recommending it. Let's get away from the dentist deal and call directly, 800-208-1797. Half-price deal when you mention DJV, all right? A lot of good reasons here, a lot of benefits. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
That's becoming more familiar, not only to DJV show listeners, but in general, Dierks Bentley, who is going to headline the Bluegrass Tribute as a part of the Country Music Hall of Fame. A couple of notes from the Country Music Hall of Fame. This is the Bluegrass influence. This guy is how old now, Jennifer, Dierks Bentley?
Dierks Bentley, he's just maybe brushing on 40.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah, he might be a couple of years younger than that.
He's going to use this concert, Country Music Hall of Fame, to pay tribute to Ralph and Carter Stanley, the big bluegrass players. I don't know if any of you, most of you, some of you like bluegrass music. I happen to be quite a fan of bluegrass music. Let's listen to this for a second, see how well he captures that feeling, that sense, the bluegrass sense of timing, entertainment. I just love that. Strings, bluegrass, banjos, guitars. This is slated for October 24th, 7:30. Bentley is going to take the stage at the Country Music Hall of Fame in downtown Nashville, joined by a really stellar lineup. Dan Auerbach, the Gibson Brothers, Sierra Hull, Ralph Stanley II, Traveling McCoys. A tribute to Ralph and Carter Stanley that night, presented in support of the recently opened exhibition, Ralph Stanley, Voice from On High, which spotlights the bluegrass icon who performed with his brother for 20 years until Carter Stanley passed away in 1966. So this is way back. These fellas around in the 40s and the 50s. Dr. Ralph, as he became affectionately known, having earned an honorary doctorate from Tennessee's Lincoln Memorial University, led the band, the Clinch Mountain Boys, for 50 years until he died at the age of 89 in the year 2016. His performance of the stirring Oh Death, for the soundtrack of the film Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Remember that movie?
Great soundtrack.
Oh, Dad, won't you spare me over till another year?
Listen to that voice.
Well, what is this that I can't see with thy cold hands taking hold of me? Mm-hmm. Well, I am death, none can excel.
I'll open the Bentley door, apparently was so deeply influenced by bluegrass when he moved from Arizona to Nashville that he spent hours observing and playing music at the bluegrass mecca in Nashville, the Station Inn. Way to even mow the grass outside.
What's kind of cool about Dirks is that you can feel that influence in his music.
Yeah.
Not every song, but there's definitely that influence there. And right now, it's trendy in country music to have that bit of bluegrass, whether it's more of a modern twist. It's just where the music is going. It started out having kind of like a folky twist, and then it went to like a rock twist, and now it feels like this is the way that country music is going.
Also, while we're at the Country Music Hall of Fame, Emmylou Harris is going to be the focus of a life and career-spanning exhibition at the Country Music Hall of Fame. Emmylou Harris Songbird's Flight, set to open October 5th through August 4th next year. Among the unique items that will be on display are her first guitar, a K1160 Deco Note built around 1965, the jacket designed by Manuel Cuevas, which she wore on the cover of the trio album with Dolly Parton and Linda Ronstadt, and perhaps maybe the most interesting thing, military decorations, including the Legion of Merit Award to her Marine fighter pilot father, Walter Harris, for his service in World War II and the Korean War. Other items on display include the blonde Gibson acoustic guitar that became her main instrument for performing and recording, which was a gift from her mentor, Graham Parsons. Emmylou Harris joining an all-star array of her musical friends on September 16th for Woodstock 2018, the benefit for her dog rescue organization Bonaparte's Retreat and Crossroads Campus. And on the stage that night, Jamie Johnson, John Hyatt, Jerry Douglas, and Tommy Emmanuel, along with Leanne Womack and Margo Price. So, pretty eventful night. Mark it down, October 5th for Emmylou Harris.
Trust your gut. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We are probably the only species that doesn't instinctively trust our gut. It's fascinating because as intelligent as we believe we are, we somehow overlook even the simplest warning from our gut. I knew I shouldn't have gone there last night. Then why'd you go? I knew that was the wrong relationship for me. Then why'd you stay in it? I knew. Well, then, if you know, then do. Trust your gut. Your instinct won't lie to you. Your instinct won't make you question things a whole bunch. It simply knows. Whatever you're deciding on, step back and listen to your gut. Whatever your gut tells you, go with that. You know right from wrong. You know where you should and shouldn't go and who you should and shouldn't hang around. So listen to yourself because you're much wiser than you're giving yourself credit for being. Trust your gut. And your gut is probably telling you to listen to more of what I have to say. So listen to Tackling Life, my podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
But we are preparing for the potential of historic and life-threatening flooding in Maryland.
That's Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan speaking late yesterday as he joined Virginia and North and South Carolina governors in declaring states of emergency in advance of Hurricane Florence, already packing sustained winds of up to 140 miles an hour as it's expected to build to an even stronger Category 5.
At my direction, the state is currently taking steps to activate all available resources, including alerting the Maryland National Guard.
As of now, it appears the storm could make landfall in North Carolina late Thursday. 17 years ago today, terrorists hijacked four U.S. jetliners, crashing them and killing nearly 3,000 people. The president will observe the day at the United Airlines Flight 93 Memorial near Pittsburgh. This is USA Radio News.
Next. You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. You've melted me. I've melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done. Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers,
help, please,
high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Our heads and our hearts around September 11th, 2018. This is the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen, we're all here to focus on what's going on. So I'll turn it to Victoria to give us another trender.
Well, Omarosa is back at it again. She appeared on The View and has released another secret recording of a conversation, this time between Hope Hicks, Sarah Sanders, and President Trump, talking about the Russia investigation and its ties to, or its implications to Hillary's campaign. The result of this tape and all the other tapes that she's already released, the one where she was fired by John Kelly, the conversation after the firing with President Trump, where he didn't seem to know that she was being fired. So the phone policy in the White House has sort of quietly changed after all this went down. And so she was in the Situation Room with Chief of Staff John Kelly when she was fired. And so immediately after that, they made changes to the West Wing's phone policy. And so staffers are not allowed to leave their phones, even the government-issued ones, in lockers in the small entry area outside the Situation Room, as they had done for the previous 19 months of the administration. Now they have to go back and put their White House-issued phones in their offices or alongside their personal phones in lockers that are near the West Wing entrance to keep them far away, basically, from the Situation Room and from any other place where they could be recording stuff. And they're now, the move, they say, is the second significant change in phone policy since Kelly first implemented a ban on personal phones in January, but that obviously didn't seem to stop Omarosa from making recordings, so I think they're still trying to figure out, they're trying to stop a lot of leaks, and they're also trying to figure out how to really enforce this so that people are, like Omarosa, are not recording stuff and then releasing it to the public, which is obviously a threat to national security on some level, depending on what the content is.
What kind of piece of trash he is. I don't know. I'm not a defender of Trump. Doesn't need a defender, not from me anyway. But when you look at her and what an opportunist she is.
Well, she's always been that way.
So why would you pay any attention to her? She's just doing this for herself. She's a very disturbed person, I think.
She's just upset that people are looking at Bob Woodward now. Somebody who has a more credible book that is set to go after Trump.
His book more credible? Really?
Well, I don't know.
Some of the stuff coming from Omarosa?
He's more credible, I think.
For me, he is more credible. Yes. Yeah. I don't believe anything that comes with a lot of anonymous claims or hearsay or whatever, because I feel like there is a, and this is just my perspective, this isn't truth, I'm not trying to change anybody's mind, but I feel like there's a concerted effort to take down this president and to stop what he's doing.
Of course there is.
So, yeah, that's not for everybody, though. Not everybody believes that, but I do. And so when it's a lot of anonymous stuff that happens, I go, really? Where does that come from? But it seems like that's the new
The other side of that conversation, Jennifer, is whether he deserves to be taken down or not, which is the real question. It isn't how. But is it, in my mind anyway, does he deserve to be impeached or taken down or whatever? He got enough votes to win with the scenario the way it was. That is the Electoral College. So he's there by the rules, fair and square. If you don't like him, then, or you don't like his policies, you don't like the Republicans, there's an election coming up in a couple of months, so you vote for people that you think will help to displace him, not by impeaching him, but just slow down or stop some of the things he's doing that you don't like. And that's what there are three equal departments, the legislative, the judicial, the administrative. Those are three equal bodies. They are the United States government, and they are supposed to work together. They don't work together too well, but that's how it all shakes
down. Well,
they're
supposed to keep each other in checks and balances.
That's
really
what it is, the checks and balances system. You are correct.
It's not so much harmony, it's more keeping each other from going
in
crazy.
Not about harmony, but in some way, shape, or form, keeping the wheels changed, the wheels of change, the wheels of justice, the wheels of organization, the wheels of progress, whatever the wheels are, keep them running, keep them moving. And so you get little twerps like this Omarosa in there. Is she adding anything to the discussion? Is the Woodward book adding anything to the discussion? Is the op-ed piece with no author adding to the discussion? It becomes personal. It does not become about the government. It doesn't become about your well-being. It becomes about the egos of people who are smarter, they think, than you, whoever you are, that voted for Trump. So
I had the most interesting conversation. Can I share it? Do you want to have a little political? It was enlightening for me, I think, because it sort of hit me like a ton of bricks, because I've told you guys this before. My mom is not on the same side politically with me. Almost every single one of my closest friends in my life are not on the same side of the political aisle as me.
You and your father, if you walk in the door at CRN in Los Angeles, there are two people who would be sitting on the right side of the building. Everybody else is on the left side.
Not quite. There's a few of them would sit with us.
I was just talking about Fred Dreyer or some of his other characters who were there. Anyway, go ahead.
But in California, I'm totally outnumbered. It's like 25% of the registered voters are Republicans. So basically 1 in 4 is what my odds are, right? And I'm a fan of this president. I think that he's done a lot of great things, and I know that drives some people nuts. But I do a radio show in Los Angeles, and my co-host is the lovable liberal, and I am the conservative, and we have these debates every day. And President Obama was in California, or former President Obama was in California over the weekend. And he, of course, has started up some conversation about whether or not he'll be able to disrupt the policies of the Trump administration, if he'll be able to give power to Republicans who are in important House races, those sorts of things. And Brian was starting to talk, he's my co-host, about
Brian Whitman is his name,
about how it was so refreshing to see a guy who acts presidential, and he was just acting so much better than the, and he must have used the word act about 15 times when
it's
he started this
from
conversation
Los Angeles
with
and Hollywood.
Well, I don't think it was about acting as a career necessarily, but for Brian, it was comforting to see Obama because he acts presidential. And it hit me at that moment. And I've said something before on this show. People who like Trump are willing to overlook his words and look at his actions. And people who can't stand him dwell on his words and don't look at anything that he's doing. And I think it was further drilled into my head that this is the great divide, is that people look at him and are turned off because he's not acting presidential, whatever that means. But it kind of hit me at that moment that I don't need someone to act in a way that makes me feel good. I don't need a president to make me feel good. I need a president who represents me. I need a president who does things that are good for the American people, because I can get the goodness and the things that make me feel good from my life, of friends, my family, my religion, my job, whatever those things might be. And I thought that was just an interesting difference between how maybe at least at this moment in time, how maybe conservatives and progressives are kind of consuming things. Just
That's very apt. That's very well thought out. I thought that was very well done. And it does, as I thought about it, listening, because I'm getting sit, I find myself in situations where I have defended Trump and some of his policies because I think that some of the stuff, or much of the stuff that, I mean, we were talking about the federal bureaucracy and how workers are paid, that sort of thing earlier on. And I just, it is the whole situation, however, is unsettling because it's different. And that may be part and parcel of the whole business. By the way, is Meghan McCain back on The View? She back? Was she
I don't
back
think so. I've been watching it. I don't think so. I think the new season starts next Monday, and maybe she'll come back for that.
These are all repeats?
They're new. It's just I don't think their full cast is together yet.
Okay. All right.
She might be, though. I haven't viewed it maybe this week. It's a new week.
43 after the hour, the situation for September 11th today is National Day of Service and Remembrance Day in honor of what happened on September 11th, 2001. Going back to this day in 2002, the nonprofit My Good Deed was founded, and thus the beginning of the National Day of Service and Remembrance. The goal was to keep alive the spirit of unity and compassion that arose in the immediate aftermath of September 11 and the attacks, in tribute to the individuals lost and injured in the attacks. That was a quote from their mantra. If you fast forward to this date, 2009, My Good Deed successfully led an effort to designate this day, under federal law, as the National Day of Service and Remembrance, which occurred as part of passage of the bipartisan Kennedy Serve America Act by Congress. And then fast forward another 2 years to this date in 2011, 10th anniversary of the attacks. My Good Deed, the Corporation for National and Community Services, and the Points of Light Institute, which I think was started by Bush the father, was it not? Do I remember that? The Points of Light, wasn't that started at that time?
I don't know.
It was. Yeah. Anyway, they all joined together to organize the largest day of charitable service in our history. 32 million Americans participated on that day in 2011. Today, the situation continues. We have 30 million Americans annually in various forms of charitable service, including volunteering, donations, good deeds, that sort of thing. So there's a website, I think, Kara, for this. You want to volunteer today to find the opportunities that are near you today. What is that website? Anybody know what it is?
I believe it's nationalgov.serve. I think it should be there what you're looking at. But if you go there, then there's an easy link, and you can just put in your address. You can put in your zip code and what kind of things you want to focus on, if it's homelessness or helping veterans or something like that. And it can tell you different things in the area today or, you know, whenever that you can help volunteer with, which is cool.
Yeah.
And then also, you're right, Doug, and I think George H.W. in 1990 founded Points of Hope.
Right. Yep. So something to think about instead of listening to all the audio or looking at those same old pictures that drive everybody nuts. I don't want to see those anymore, but the news media is happy to print pictures and the video. The electronic media wants to have you remember the terror of that day. I'm not interested in that. I want to commemorate the people who gave their service, the brave first responders. This is the 17th anniversary of that horrible day. And with that, I think that, I mean, we can move back
that
and
new
forth,
memorial in Pennsylvania is getting a lot of buzz. People are really loving that.
Mm-hmm. Where
it's
the plane crashed into that farm.
Yeah. That's a really wonderful, there's a wind chime for every victim, which is, if you think about
it. If you haven't seen that movie, by the way, about that flight, it was very well done, that the movie about Flight 93 is a movie that was very, very well done. All right, let's do some television news and information. Look at this, the results from the stand-up cancer. Wow, $123 million telethon on Sunday. It was Sunday, I think, wasn't it? Was it Sunday? Yeah, it was Sunday. Fundraiser Sunday, received more than $123 million in pledges across our country and Canada. Matt Damon was there, Tracy Ellis Ross, John Hamm, Winona Ryder, participating in the telecast, musical performances from Stevie Wonder, Little Big Town, Charlie Wilson, the cancer survivor himself. Stevie Wonder paid tribute to Aretha. She had pancreatic cancer, and that was one of the themes. What the world needs now is love, he sang. Love is in need of love today. Yeah. Bradley Cooper, whose father had lung cancer, was the co-producer of this, carried commercial-free by the major broadcast networks and cable channels across our country. It was all over the streaming platforms, too. Cooper said Stand Up to Cancer scientists are giving patients new hope that they can become long-term survivors. I talked this, I think yesterday on the air, I was talking about a fellow that was a friend of mine for a long time. Hadn't seen him for a couple of years, and I went to visit him on Sunday. He's a farmer, and he told me that he was, as I said, I hadn't seen him for a couple of years, diagnosed last year with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and the doctor told me he had 2 months to live. And so he went to a local urologist, and the urologist screwed it all up. At one point, his PSA test was up over 100. And anybody who knows anything about those numbers knows that if it gets above 4 or 5, you're in big trouble. So he didn't think he was going to live, and he found somebody that actually knew what the hell they were talking about, and they did perform some things on his prostate. And he's now not free of cancer, but his numbers are back down under 1. So, wow. Yeah, you can, it's some tricky stuff. Tracy Ellis Ross is the host of the American Music Awards. So this, I got to be brought up to date on Tracy Ellis Ross. I know she's on Black-ish, but what else is there about her? She's the daughter
she's
of Diana Ross, right?
Yeah, she's. I think she's the oldest, or maybe the second oldest, of Diana Ross's kids.
Yeah.
And she's done a ton of different TV series, and Black-ish is the probably the most high profile and Emmy award winning and things like that. But she's.
Hi, Jennifer. What's quickly on TV tonight that we want to see?
Well, tonight I'll be watching the final finale, because there are a couple of them, of Bachelor in Paradise. You know, they like to drag them out. That's at 8 o'clock tonight on ABC, followed by, I think it's the finale of Castaways, which is that story, reality show about the people getting dropped off on the deserted island. America's Got Talent is new tonight on NBC at 8 o'clock, followed by Brooklyn Nine-Nine presents the NBC Fall lineup. You get the sneak preview at 10 o'clock on NBC.
All right, good news. Thank you. 10 before the hour.
A Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, 53 after the hour now on the Tuesday DJV program. It's Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan joins me. I'm Doug Steffen to bring us up to date on a number of things, including AT&T, a new plan that is interesting because it applies to a lot of people that we're thinking about today, looks like, Victoria.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, first responders are on kind of the forefront of everyone's minds today, remembering how brave they were on September 11th, 2001. And so AT&T has maybe they timed it for this, I don't know, but they have a new promotion that offers first responders and their families discounts on unlimited plans. Firefighters, paramedics, and police officers can opt for a 25% off any of the unlimited plans that AT&T first announced back in June. In the fine print, though, AT&T does admit that it may throttle data speeds, which means slow them down, when the network is congested. However, AT&T has also made a point in saying, unlike Verizon, which we remember last month, they came under scrutiny when they were throttling the firefighters' data as they were trying to fight wildfires in California. Do you remember that story? And
yeah,
that was now it ended up in a lawsuit against, I think it's the Santa Clara Fire Department, against Verizon because they put people's lives in jeopardy. And it wasn't until the firefighters over the phone had to pay for a much more expensive data plan that Verizon was able to or was willing to reinstate their data speed. speed so that they could find each other. This was literally down to they couldn't find victims, they couldn't find fellow firefighters because their data just wasn't working. So now AT&T says that this plan that they're offering for first responders and their families is just a recreational plan, and they're just doing this because they want to give first responders some discounts, but this is actually separate from the other official plan that will only be used for authorized first responders, paramedics, police, things like that. That those data speeds will not be throttled, unlike the Verizon plan. Now, Verizon, when this all went down with the firefighters, they said in 2 weeks we'll have a brand new plan and all this, and they have nothing. They have literally announced nothing.
So,
yeah, Verizon is just useless to me. They've announced nothing. They apologize and said, oops, our bad. You know, we didn't mean to throttle the firefighters' data.
Right.
Okay, sure.
Well, they probably didn't, but they put their own interests first,
mm-hmm.
which is what good corporate citizens don't do. Good corporate citizens have their eye on the value of the stock, but they also have their eye on the value of the people who are responsible for using their product. They cause the stock to go up, which is something that a lot of people forget about in the translation as to how these companies operate. So,
well, AT&T has a program that the government actually hired them to create. It's called FirstNet, and that is specifically just for first responders. That's not a family plan or anything like that. So they actually have two different options, which is good. And here's more bad news about net neutrality. A study last week found that both AT&T and Verizon have been throttling mobile video platforms like Netflix and YouTube more now that net neutrality is dead. So they're sneaking it in. We knew this was going to happen, and now we have official data on it.
Sneaky. Apple hosting an event tomorrow with updates on new versions of the iPhone X.
The Geek Out. Apple will hold their next big event on September the 12th, but due to an accidental leak by Apple, we now know what's in store. We have seen the official promotional images for the two new versions that update the iPhone X called the XS. Now, there will be the existing 5.8-inch screen and also a larger 6.5-inch screen, and gold will be the new color. And as we reported earlier, the current iPhone 8 will also get updated with a bigger 6.1-inch screen and a budget price well below the others that come in at about $1,000. We also saw images of the Series 4 Apple Watch update that looks to also have a slightly larger screen. All of that and more is due to be revealed by Apple on September the 12th, and we'll keep you posted here at The Geek Out.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
All right, Victoria, back to the action here. Samsung is in the focus. Why?
They have a new SmartThings tracker that's powered by a cellular network, an LTE network, instead of Bluetooth, and it helps you find your stuff. It's a little device that you can attach to your luggage, you can attach it to your child's backpack, you can attach it to your dog's collar, anywhere you want to put it, you can. And in real time, instead of using a Bluetooth connection, which you kind of anchors you to, you know, wherever your Bluetooth is, with your cellular data and your Samsung smartphone, you can now track all of your stuff. It's a pretty reasonable amount. It's $99 with AT&T service included for the first year, and then $5 a month after that, and it will be available through Verizon later this year as well.
How does you feel informed now? Complete information courtesy of Victoria and our Tech Talk time. Speaking of time, 59 after the hour here on the DD.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.